You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has inspected the damage and the cleanup in his first visit to Brisbane since the city's flood disaster.
How far up did the water come here?
2 metres.
2 metres, so pretty much above the sign.
Yes.
Close to 2 weeks after the floodwaters peaked in Brisbane, the debris is still being cleared away. Mr Morrison's visit to the city comes a day after his trip to Lismore in New South Wales provoked an angry response from locals upset about the government's flood response. Walking the streets of the inner Brisbane riverside suburb of Milton, Mr Morrison greeted flood victims and those who'd come to help clean up, including members of the Australian Defence Force.
So thanks for coming up and helping these Queenslanders.
No worries.
Yeah, they're doing exactly the same for people in New South Wales and have certainly done that for people in Tassie in the past. It's one of the great things we see. It's amazing the number of people who come together from all over the country. I was in Northern Rivers yesterday and found some emergency service workers from Western Australia.
Yeah, right.
Which is, it's really encouraging for people on the ground to know that people have come from so many different parts of the country to help.
Mr Morrison was told about the sense of abandonment felt by some locals, including property owner Vadim Kozowski.
There was a help assistance package announced for small businesses, but we're not qualified for small business because we own the buildings and we're helping these people, we're kind of helping tenants to come back and back on their feet. But it's only that much we can do without government assistance. Somehow we've been excluded.
The PM also offered to include Southeast Queensland in the National Emergency Declaration. But Queensland's Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has rejected the offer, saying it's come too late.
The time for that national emergency was probably a week ago. So we've actually gone past that. The floodwaters have gone down, they've subsided, and as I said, those disaster declarations will be lifted on Sunday.
The same national emergency declaration was made in northern New South Wales, but the federal government's announcement of additional financial support for some flood victims there has received criticism, with accusations it's politically motivated. Lismore, the Richmond Valley and Clarence Valley LGAs were declared the highest impacted, making them eligible for an extra $2,000 each through the disaster payment scheme. Those three areas sit in a federal electorate held by a Nationals MP, but the neighbouring Tweed, Byron and Ballina LGAs, which are in a Labor-held seat, have been initially excluded from the extra payments. Byron Bay resident Brianna Pearl has called the decision ridiculous.
It's not fair. How can you separate, how people have been affected? We're all affected. We all need help. And, even the people that have, the water didn't completely desiccate their home, they're out not working, helping their neighbours to get their feet back on the ground. So everyone is affected. There's no scalability to that.
By this morning, Scott Morrison was suggesting support would be expanded in the coming days.
And we're looking at other impacted areas in those districts to see how we might extend some of that support. I spoke to the Mayor of Ballina last night, about those issues. And just like in any natural disaster, like we've seen here in Queensland, you define a couple of LGAs early on, the most impacted, and as the damage assessments come in, you will add others to that list when you go through the proper process. And that's what's still occurring.
Over 9,000 flood-damaged properties have been assessed in northern New South Wales, with about one-third deemed to be completely uninhabitable. The New South Wales government has launched a new support package jointly funded with the Commonwealth for people who've lost their homes. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet.
Today, we are announcing a package that will support approximately 25,000 households. In relation to housing support. It's a $551 million package in terms of housing. The package today includes 16 weeks rental support for those people who need it. We know we have many people still in our evacuation centres. As I said, we have many people in temporary accommodation.
It comes as a new report by the Climate Council argues the cost of the East Coast floods disaster shows the price of inaction on climate change. Climate Council economist Nikki Hutley says claims for insurance alone are on track to pass $2 billion.
But insurance claims are just the tip of the iceberg. We know there's lack of insurance and underinsurance for a start. But this is about private property damage, a little bit of business disruption. The broader impacts are many multiples, possibly 40, 50, even more times right across when we start to take into account things like business disruption, obviously the health impacts, loss of life, injury, vector-borne diseases, interruptions to supply chains.
The report also finds the East Coast floods rank among Australia's biggest natural disasters on record as rising global temperatures intensify extreme weather events. It shows that over 3 days, Brisbane received 80% of its annual rainfall. That's equal to more rain than London typically gets in a year. In northern New South Wales, river systems in Lismore and Woodburn broke flood records by more than 2 metres. The Climate Council's Will Steffen says for every degree of global warming, the frequency of such natural disasters will double.
I think these lived experiences of seeing your neighbours, your colleagues, your relatives in other parts of Australia, seeing their houses flooded, to me, seeing people in the attics of their houses up in Lismore with the water coming up and the roof right above them, I mean, that's sort of a visceral hit, even when you're not in the area. And that's telling you that this is a problem now, it's accelerating, and if we don't get on top of it, all this stuff we're seeing, all this suffering is only going to get worse. So yes, we have to make the connection, make it now, and start moving to solve this problem now.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.